On the pasuk of Dar Ladari Shabbach Masecha, that every generation will praise your deeds. Rav Nachman Bress of Nukutim Aran has such a beautiful idea. It says anyone with any kind of awareness of Hashem and the way that He runs the world understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, quote unquote, is only that we in this lowly physical world should be aware of Him, make His name great, be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. And this is essentially what Hashem wants. Kol Masha Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything that Hashem created, Lebara Ela Lichvoida. He created the world for Kvod Shamayim. Brings the pasuk, V'avisa Tehila Megushe Afa Mekrut Tzichayim. It's true, Hashem has holy angels, Shafim, Chayes, they fund Him, He's got holy spiritual worlds where they serve Him, they sing to Him. But nonetheless, Hashem's desire, is there any way a person in this physical world climbs their ladder? And if that's true, that Hashem's desire is that we physical beings should praise Him and connect to Him, then it's about us leaving a legacy in this world and being able to pass on that legacy to those who will continue it. Leaving people, children, students in this world. And when you do, when you leave a child or a student or someone that you've impacted, it's as if you're still alive in this world because they're carrying on what you were put here to do. And every single person can do this by teaching others. Because when two people talk together about Yiras Shamayim, about things that are important in life, or when one person enlightens another with a Dvar Torah, that person that they're talking to becomes the Talmud in a certain aspect. And therefore everyone needs to do this, to have meaningful conversations with others, to be machnis das v'yirash shamayim mechaveru, as he says, to infuse others with knowledge, with yirash shamayim. Doing this, the people that come, they come close to you, become your Talmidim. And therefore after your 120 years, your allotted time span in this world, the words that you've said that have become a part of that person mean that you're still here. Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph, Ashein Chalifas Lamai. What does that mean? Either your Khalifa, that which exchanged for you, is your son, or another opinion is your Talmud. There are many indispensable people in a graveyard. We're all finite. No one's going to live forever. The question is, how do we touch eternity? How do we make that which is important to us eternal? Lahami talmidim harbe, to teach others. And when you teach others, they become like your children. Gemara tells us, kolam labadis ben chaber Torah ki'ilo asar. If you teach your friends child Torah, it's as if you gave birth to them. In fact, v'shinantam levanecha, says Rashi, is talmidecha. Children, talmidim, it's the same thing. It's ben, which is a binyan. It's building this world. And therefore, it's dar l'dar yishabach masecha. We're trying to create a legacy that will continue into the future. The Jewish people are the most forward-thinking nation on earth. Always investing in our future because we know how important it is.